What do you mean he's almost averaging a triple double?
He's not,
though. What are you talking about?
He's not. He's not. Oh, he averaged double double. A triple double, though. He's not.
He's way closer than Donovan Mitchell. He's doubling up Donovan Mitchell damn near in the other two categories. Sweet, what are you talking about?
Who got the better team right now?
Oh, my God.
Who do? Real talk. Oh, my God. Real talk. That matters. Oh, that matters.
The Mavericks.
That matters.
The Mavericks have a better team right now.
Who?
The Mavericks.
Yeah, fact. Okay, so listen.
But Luka's still a better player, sweet.
Man.
The numbers prove it.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Again, like I said, all this
you're hearing about the season. It's not a triple double. Oh, my bad. He's just at nine.
When it matters, when it come playoff, I'm looking at Donovan during this year's playoff game. Donovan has been killing Luka this playoff.
I'm done talking to this nigga, fam.
This playoff game might have been killing Luka.
Sweet, you're supposed to be the basketball guy here.
That's nothing but Memphis, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that road was the hood.
Fuck the opps.
He said, "Oh, you want a shot?" I said, "Yeah."
I'm in the city, fuck with me, and I got fucking city.
Light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
Easy. We back in the motherfucking building.
Yes, sir.
And we steady growing, man. We need y'all to hit that subscribe button. If you're new here, bro, go ahead, like, share, comment. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with us. Go on over to the website. Check out the merch. See if you see something you like. Go ahead, cop that. You know what I'm saying? Rock with us.
New shit coming soon.
We got some new shit coming soon. Some of y'all out there know about Discord, I don't know a whole lot. Been on it a little bit, but we trying to get our community a little more connected over here at the Raw Room. A little place where we could, you know, chat with the roomies and do some more things to get a little more involved, fan involvement, you know what I'm saying?
It's for the day ones, baby.
Nah, the day ones, the people that really mess with us, you know what I'm saying, sure. And want to be tapped in and you know, we trying to have some new stuff coming up for y'all and we want y'all to be clued in, so you know what I'm saying? So we going to have this coming out soon. Shout out to our boy Drew, you know what I'm saying? Pulled up to the team. Bro.
Shout out to you.
Helping us out. But yeah, baby, we back in here. We finna get to it, man. This great news that I saw this past week, you know, for one of my guys popping off in the football world, Odell got signed to the Dolphins down there in Miami.
You know what I'm saying?
Big shout out to my guy. Still doing it.
Yeah, $8 million. Still getting paid.
You're still getting paid, bro. Opportunities out there.
Still getting paid.
Opportunities out there. Go help out the team, man. We love to see it.
Another weapon for McDaniels another toy for his little weapon. Yeah, you know, his little army, bro.
Michael had fun with, you know, trying to scheme some up for him.
So who all of you got Tyree, you got Waddle, you got OBJ.
Yeah.
Boy.
So far, I didn't even see.
You got what's name of running back? You got both the running backs. Who is the most?
Moster
and A-Chan.
They got some weapons over there, bro.
Just they added another leg for the relay team. You know, they got
another leg for the relay team. Facts.
A lot of speed over there,
yo.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
nice
it's gonna
to
be
see
interesting
it.
To see.
Good for him. Good for him.
Big time.
Good for him.
We'll see. We'll see if they can just acclimate to the cold, I guess. Because like the cold was their problem.
Still got
to
play up east, up north. Still got
to play the playoff games when you get to the end of the season, bro.
Yeah.
It
get cold in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
It get cold in New England.
Mm-hmm.
It get cold in New York. So,
but is New England going to be in the playoffs? You talking like?
No, I'm just saying it's.
But you still got to go up there.
They could. Saying? They just had a good. No, I mean.
You said they could. No.
But nah, they'll be. I think Miami will find it. If they can find a way to win one or two cold games, I think that'll help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Help them go in the future.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shout out to him, though. Got his money, boy.
Yeah. Big time. Another thing I saw that was interesting to see. Football legend. Been a broadcaster for a minute. Irvin was let go from the NFL Network after 20-plus years.
Oh, man.
I did not see that.
Yeah?
Okay. Damn.
So did his contract just expire or they let him go? Was it like a contract thing where like, all right, you know, your 20 years up, we're not going to renew?
I mean, I figured it was just like a probably like an end of the contract type thing.
20 years, bro. You know, after 20, you think you're just going to stick around. I would, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, even if it is a contract thing and like it did expire, I would assume because after 20, yeah. I said, well, I'm about to go ahead.
Yeah, so the NFL Network is actually, they're cutting a lot of their on-air talent, yeah. and he's part of that group. Yeah. And he had some, they actually took him off the air at the end of last year because he had some
I remember the issues.
So, yeah. I guess was part of everything, you know.
Playmaker. That's what I was thinking. It was you know, kind of like when ESPN had let go of some of the, you know, former talent that we've known for a while to see on air and do the games, cover the games and stuff like that. Like,
I guess it's not too shocking because to your point, just the economy period,
everything, every industry
has been cutting jobs. Like everybody I know in different industries, I don't care if it's sports, if it's media, people has been getting let go. There's been layoffs here. So you know, especially if like he was getting paid, which I'm pretty sure he was getting paid. You know,
of course, big name like that, bro.
He was getting paid. So, yeah, let's go ahead and let him go. And
we didn't have enough. You know, earned it $3 million a season, bro.
$3 million a season
to call games.
They can probably hold on to that three. Do something.
Dang.
He'll end up somewhere though.
He was getting paid like $3 million.
$3 million to call football games, bro.
Did you think it was more, King? Or I thought $3 million sounded pretty solid. A season?
That's like, you're not affiliated with nobody for real. I mean, I guess if you have former affiliations, but like just covering games, you just there to talk.
Right. I didn't think NFL Network was paying like that. I know some networks pay
that. I mean, nigga, it's the NFL.
NFL Network, but I'm saying I didn't know that they was paying like that.
I didn't know. I just didn't know that they got NFL on the name. That's their shit. What you talking about?
It's the same brand.
He said NFL.
Brand.
No, nigga, that's their shit.
Again, that's why I didn't realize they was paying
like that.
I mean,
for commentary,
it might be a little different coming from a former player.
For commentary, though,
he was probably one of the tops. Though
that's why I say he's former player.
He was probably like top. I'm pretty sure he was probably like what top. If network, he was probably like top 3-4. So up there, so okay, yeah. All
right. Yeah. So I mean, it's just that time, bro.
Yeah,
times are changing.
So where do you think he gonna end up going?
I was gonna say somebody's gonna pick him up. He'll be on.
I don't know.
He might
fuck around, start doing his own shit. But I don't feel like he the type.
I don't think he the type. I mean, I don't see him. So I'm looking at like a Shannon Sharp type, I don't think he that type.
It's probably not that, but it can still be like rich.
You know what? Wasn't he messing on First Take for a little bit with Stephen A. Smith?
Oh, Mike, he used to go on there.
I think he was on there.
That's why I think ESPN, he'll probably just be more ESPN than ESPN and somewhat like whatever the network.
Yeah,
Fox, he'll probably.
He'll probably start
making appearances on other.
Skip needs some help. I know that much. Skip needs some help over there.
They don't know what to do.
His numbers are way down.
They bad, bro.
I ain't even seen too much from their show.
I mean, some of the stuff you've been seeing too, it's been like bullshit.
Yeah, it's down.
It's been some bad stuff they've been doing, bro. Yeah, it's bad. Down. It's bad right now.
That's tough. I mean,
is Mike already there? It say 2023 Depressed?
Well, I mean, I know Mike goes on there.
Okay.
Because, you know, he goes up there with Keyshawn and Richard Sherman. Right. I remember
seeing all of them up there.
Yeah.
Okay. But he ain't like a regular. He ain't like a regular. Right.
Not every day type.
Okay.
When, like Shannon was.
Okay. Well,
I mean, we'll see.
He'll go somewhere. It's tough. I mean, that personality, that voice, he iconic, yo.
Yeah. Cool. So this new show I've been seeing, with Micah Parsons and
this shit been fire.
And Stroud with CJ, bro.
Yeah, CJ Stroud. I like that show.
That shit funny, bro.
It's hilarious, bro.
And it's like it's interesting, like, you know, having the, you know, players from different teams doing the show together.
Yeah.
Type shit. But it's funny as hell, bro.
They both got personality.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Before you get this right here, okay, this is hilarious. There was another interview they did. I guess they was being interviewed by somebody.
Yeah.
And like the guy asked both of them, you know, both of them did the NBA All-Star game last year.
Yeah.
And the guy asked them both, how much were you averaging in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. I seen that. I seen them.
Michael Parsons said.
He said 20.
I'm averaging 20.
He said 20.
He said, I'm averaging 20, bro.
20?
Yeah. CJ like, bro, this nigga delusional. Bro. He said, bro, you know the Cowboy fan delusional, bro, but that man is delusional. He was dead ass. He was dead ass when he said it.
He was 100%.
He was they for real when he said it, bro.
He's going to average 20.
He said he Brooke, averaging 20,
Brooke,
bro.
Brooke a hoop, but like.
He's an athlete, but he's not averaging.
Not averaging 20.
20, bro. You not averaging 20 to lead.
Let's be for real now.
That's funny, folks. It, like CJ let him know, he said, bro, this man, the man said he's a cowboy. He's naturally delusional. Yes. That's facts.
Yes. But this facts. But this other
he's
shit.
He's been indoctrinated to the delusion.
Yeah, big delusion. Big delusion. But this other clip that they had in here. This shit was
that's wild.
Nah, yeah. Interesting because the sumo wrestlers, bro. I didn't actually seen little
bro, them niggas be, you know, bro, they big.
Into like little look into the life, bro. Like them folks, it's like a whole like religion. Damn,
it's
near.
Like it's you know, yeah. Like, it's a cult,
nigga,
it's
you not going to school over there, and you know what I'm saying, you'd go play rec ball and come over here to do sumo at 3 o'clock, nigga. No, that's sumo is a religion, my nigga. Yeah. Like we live in this shit.
Okay, we live in a circle.
You wake up, you get your, you know what I'm saying, it's like boot camp type shit, bro.
Okay. I believe that. I can see
they're not playing around over there. But yeah, so to see him wrestling with this motherfucker.
Oh, he got him out.
The first time he almost got dumped. The first time he almost got dumped.
But them sumo wrestlers, bro, people, I don't think people realize how big some of those guys get and are.
Yeah.
They be well over 300-400. Some of them, you know, damn near 500 pounds. There's some big boys is big, bro. And they start them, like Jesse said, they start them early. They get them young. Like, ain't no, you don't just try sumo.
Yeah, no.
That ain't something, I'm going to try.
I'm going to try, see what I do.
I'm going to go try this real quick. No, we live this.
You live sumo, my nigga.
You live this.
You say the heaviest wrestler was how much? Was that? Nigga, whoa.
Did that say 633, bro?
Whoa. My God, my 600-pound life.
600 and probably had hands too.
Ain't no problem. Yes,
600. You move. God damn.
That's a that boy doing a full.
Was that the dude that was on Rush Hour,
bro? Look at this, bro. Look at this dude, bro. How you going? Where you going? Where you gonna move him to?
Kinoshiki. I don't know if I said that right, but that Konishiki.
Big back,
bro. Big back.
Back is real big.
Look at him.
Bro, I got to see this action. Only don't you change that channel. I got to see this action, bro. Don't you? I got to see the action.
You ain't never seen this, bro?
I want to see this one. You don't want
to
see it?
Speed it up. Go to the fight.
What?
Go to the fight.
I know he about to get to it, man.
Ain't no way, bro. He ain't got no chance.
I ain't listening, bro.
No. He ain't got no chance.
I wonder what that means when they do their leg move.
That's just they getting their...
It's getting in their stance.
They getting right, bro. They getting their stance right.
They getting in the block, sweet.
They getting the blocks right here.
All right, now get to it. You know they got a whole
man.
Then they still getting ready.
Bro, look at this. Look how big this
nigga is. That's a big dude.
And quick feet too. You know he got quick feet.
I'm about to say you blocking that. Hell no. Hell no, King. Don't lie. Hey, do not
we
lie.
Outside coast, outside zone all day.
Boy, hell no.
We're going outside zone. We're running away from him.
No.
Bro, what's going on?
You gotta get Fab. Where is shit at?
They're just gonna salute each other the whole time.
Probably. He's like, bro, I can't do it. But he's like, I ain't doing it. That's all it is.
All right, there we go. All right, now they get into the action now.
All right, that man quit.
It's over.
We missed it.
He finna get tossed.
Mushed him in his face.
That man was slick holding his own. That man slick had his own.
He pulled the chair on him, bro.
That's what it was. He pulled the chair on him.
Bro, look how big this
it's
nigga
a big
is,
dude, bro.
Got him.
Dang.
Caught him leaning.
You got to catch him leaning.
He might felt him leaning.
You do got to catch him leaning.
Out of there.
Earthquake.
Take him where he want to go further than he want to. Ain't that what they say?
Dang.
All right, now. Come on now.
Use all that body against him.
Yeah, nah.
You know, when you that big like that, once you get going one way...
You ain't no regret.
Nah, we don't.
Ain't no gravity. Gravity don't work that way when you're that heavy.
Hell nah. Once you get going
that direction, bro, you just be ready to be on the ground.
That's way too big.
Protect yourself on your way down, big fella.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Mike got one of the little young boys. He had to get one of the little young boys out there or something. Yeah. Bro wasn't big enough.
Yeah. Probably like four. Maybe four.
No. Bro wasn't big enough.
He's probably a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah.
He probably is a teenager.
That look like a grown ass man,
right.
bro.
He probably a teenager, bro.
I'm fucking weak. He look like it, though.
Right. He young in the face, yeah.
But anyway, so with the Cowboys in mind here, we had Zeke. Back to the Cowboys.
This is hilarious, bro.
You think it's hilarious?
Yes. It's hilarious, bro.
What do you say, Kane?
This is fucking hilarious, bro.
Zeke said,
"Unfinished business, man.
Unfinished business. Here to chase a ring. You gonna be chasing, then, boy. That's what y'all gonna be doing. Chasing ring.
Think about that, bro. Think about how they had to go. They had to go get him back. They let him go.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who was it they had back there? Because I know Tony is in Tennessee. So who was back there?
Nobody.
Nobody was back there. They had no contingency plan. They ain't picked nobody up or drive anything like that."
Deuce Vaughn.
Okay, Deuce Royce.
Rico Dowdle, Royce Freeman, and Malik Davis.
Okay.
So they needed it. As of right now, and Elliott joined the crew.
So who's going to be the lead dog of that crew?
Don't look at me. I don't know. I have no idea. Zeke, probably.
He said, I have no idea.
I ain't got a clue.
I mean, you would think that it would be him, but like, you don't know, bro.
Yeah, the Eagles got Saquon, and the Cowboys bring Zeke back after letting him go.
That's wild, bro.
That is wild, bro. That's crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, yeah. When I heard it, I was like, oh, wow. That's interesting.
And they let Tyron Smith go.
Interesting. What does that say? Lowest running back production. 420. Returning for 24. Oh, that's 420 rush yards. Damn. That's tough.
Mm.
That's tough.
This for the year?
Returning for this coming season.
Returning running back production.
Team. Oh, like, wow.
Yeah. The guys that's still on the team, that's what the yardage that they had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. He said, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Hey, man, y'all know what it is from your boy. Y'all know how we feel about them boys down there. Let them know, sweet.
Fuck the Cowboys.
All day, every day. All day, every day.
This was funny, though. It was entertaining. Y'all think they got a chance now?
That's all it was. Entertaining.
Y'all think they got a chance? What?
That's all it was. Bruh, entertaining.
Do y'all think they got a chance?
No.
The Cowboys fans going to think they got a chance?
I don't know.
Every year.
I feel like the Cowboy fans that I've talked to as of late, I think like some reality is really hitting them.
They losing hope.
I've seen some comments about this Z thing.
Yeah.
And they are like WTF.
Oh, wow.
I have shambles? Seen it. Oh, yeah.
They
are regretting some of this.
What a day.
Yeah.
And shambles.
It's crazy.
That's tough.
Bro. But anyways, well, we'll see. We'll see. What year is this for Zeke?
I'm about to say this got to
be damn near like 10.
Like eight maybe.
Damn near 10, right?
He was drafted in 2016. So,
okay. So what is this?
Eight seasons.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. I mean, shout out. You know what I'm saying? Back in the building, do your thing. But hey, man, the Cowboys. It's just if we check the books, man.
It's really not going to make much of a difference.
It's not. I don't think it is either. I mean, because heck, it wasn't like he was just shaking the world in New England when he was there. And then when he was in Dallas.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that. It's just like the Cowboys, you know, it's just the Cowboys. It don't even matter. It's just them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than the person over there.
Mm.
It's the whole thing.
It's not bigger than Jerry.
It's not going.
It's not bigger than Jerry, though.
Hey,
that's what it is.
Well, look,
man, them folk, listen, down there in Dallas, them boys just getting ready for that Tyson Jake Paul fight, bro. They ain't anywhere about football.
Are they fighting in Dallas?
Yeah.
Is that Jerry's World?
Yes.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Another reason why I'm not going to watch it. There's another reason why I'm not.
That's so wild, man. But anyway,
so
what we got.
So JJ said he returned to play if the Texans absolutely need it. JJ Watt. So, like,
they can. I mean, if you're the Texans and knowing what you got,
I was about to say, bro, like,
what you think? I mean, like, do you make the phone call?
He ain't turned his papers in.
He ain't turned his papers in yet?
I doubt it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Are you making a phone call then if you
who?
The, you know, why? The Texans.
But they just got.
They just drafted one. They got edge rushers now. You saying they don't need? I know it's probably like a joker though, but like they saying they don't really need.
Like no,
okay,
like right. Bro, like I mean,
he'd probably be nice to have in the locker room.
I mean, but yeah, like is that
is that necessary?
Right,
is it
right.
They don't put like this. They don't need him right now.
Right.
If they get a bunch of injuries or something, a bunch of people get hurt, oh, make the call.
Okay.
But as of now,
right. We good. Yeah. We good, cuz.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm saying?
That man sending them papers, though, basically. But right at the same, he just sent them papers.
But at the same time, but at the same time, though, like, if he, you know what I'm saying, if it's a situation like that, niggas get hurt, and they kind of like, they not expecting this motherfucker to play.
They probably gonna
all
call,
four downs.
They're gonna call other people. They're not just gonna
that's
call.
That's what
them.
I said. They, you know what I'm saying? It'll be yeah. like a
Dwight
Freeney, like, yeah, Freeney situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he might play like two or three downs every drive here and there type shit. But he's,
third down, second long, third
right.
down, rolling. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Other people coming.
He yes. said, "Hold on, wait. Yeah. Who said this?"
Okay.
D'Amico Ryans.
I love to hear JJ saying he's ready.
Of course,
I've got his number just in case.
I mean, of course, he's gonna say that, though.
Right?
Yeah,
he's supposed to say that. He's supposed to say that.
Right.
But all
right,
we'll
I
see.
Mean, hey, man.
Shout out to Miko. Keep balling, bro. Keep balling as a head coach, bro. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah,
bro. Keep
winning. He
looks good out there, man.
Miko's a good dude, bro.
He looks good out there.
All right, then I saw this in the notes, and this was like, I was like, damn, this would have been cool as hell. If I still drank Kool-Aid. But Kool-Aid McKinstry got his own flavor of Kool-Aid, bro, which is dope as hell.
That's fire.
Coming from, that's you know fire. What I'm saying, our culture, bro. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Shit.
What?
Good for him.
Blackberry Blitz.
That's you know what I'm saying? Ain't too many people on the Kool-Aid packs.
Outside of Kool-Aid, man.
Outside of Kool-Aid,
outside of the red dude with the little yellow jacket that break through people's walls.
Another big back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Another big back.
That's fire, though, right there. I ain't glad to see you. That's fire, bro. This shit like a damn trading card there.
Right.
Hey, bro. It should have his stats on the back. They want to have his stats on the back.
I mean, bro.
That'd be fire.
I might try it.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I'll try. I don't really drink Kool-Aid like that.
It's been a minute, bro.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a while since I whipped it up. I feel... should we do it, bro? Just like we need to.
We should,
like, once a month.
We should
just make like half a pitcher, not the whole. Because we used to, bro. We used to whip a whole pitcher.
What's crazy is we get that size pack and get two of them for the whole pitcher.
Oh yeah,
we'll put a shit ton of sugar.
Bro,
if a pitcher be this
else,
big.
How else sweet. Do you make
that's
Kool-Aid?
How,
sweet.
That's how you do sweet. It.
If
that's
I,
how you do
how
it.
If I couldn't Kool-Aid? See the sugar in there before I stirred that bitch up, bro.
It wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
I mean, is there any other way to make it?
Every time you walk up, you put some sugar in there? Like, bro, because what are we doing?
What?
You just finna stir the packets up?
Nah.
Quit fucking playing.
Get in the bag and just let that shit go. We ain't measuring shit.
It used to be, you know what I'm saying, multiple pitchers, bro.
Multiple pitchers, bro.
The little package that Kool-Aid, yeah. You used to go through that bitch.
Oh, yeah. When they was, what was it, damn near 10 for a dollar, some shit like God. That?
What?
It was like 10 for, I think they were like, that. They were like 10 for a dollar one pack.
Killing it.
What? Oh, yes, sir.
Big killing up, though. Bro. Yeah. We like the new little deals and shit, bro.
Facts, man.
Keep them going.
I'll be
interested to see what's next. What you know, what product gets, who gets what next. Tell me with all these young cats. Because
it has been a little minute, I guess, for like the, you know, type of endorsements like that with certain people being with like, you know, I guess like a snack or like a food or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as like, you know.
There's been like fast food and stuff like that, but actual like snack though.
Right. I mean, it's some deals out there. That's the Bijan with his mustard. That's
dope.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It do, though.
I wonder if it's a fire or not.
I bet it's
fire. I would hope that it's good.
I like that. That's fire.
We'll hope.
We'll see.
All right, so
get y'all money out here by any means necessary. Nah, I'm with it, bro.
Gotta get your money, bro.
I'm with it, man.
Gotta get your money. All right, now, I didn't watch this roast.
I didn't either, but I heard.
But we heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was they was getting the jokes off, as we like to do over here, bro.
Yeah. They didn't call you.
They didn't call me. It's okay. We found out about it way too late.
That's what it was.
It was way too fucking late.
Okay.
Way too late.
All right. Now, I know when we were just talking about some of the jokes, how, you know, there were some moments to where it got serious real quick.
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the moments we was talking about was when they made a joke about Robert Kraft.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
Jeff
Ross. Yeah,
he getting right to it,
getting to the massages. Now, I thought that was funny.
It was hilarious.
And then, hilarious.
Tom didn't think so,
but everybody didn't think so though.
Tom shut that shit down.
Tom didn't think so. Thomas was not.
He was not happy.
He was not happy.
There was he wasn't, bro.
He was not happy.
He walked up there and said, "Hey man, don't do that shit.
Don't do that shit. Again. That's crazy, fool.
Like
that man basically hit like a he slick did like." The Will Smith.
Oh, for sure.
He just didn't slap him.
He just didn't slap him. No, for sure.
It got serious real quick, which I didn't think it was that funny. I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was funny.
It's a roast. Jokes are supposed to be told at a roast. That's the whole point. Now, that was funny.
That was funny. Now, there was some other stuff that I heard that was like, cringeworthy, but they was letting it fly.
I mean, bro, it's a roast.
It's a roast, bro.
But like,
I don't know though. I understand it, man. But like, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You slick talking about, you know what I'm saying, the deceased.
But
and the way that you talking about him too.
I get what you're saying, but like at the same time, sweet, you know, comedians, bro, it's a different world that they live in, and they just, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Like,
I feel but, I you right, but I can't think of a time. Well, I take it back. I guess, nah, bro. There has been comedians, you know, talk about comedians been like that from
the time. Happens all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Touche.
Happens all the time.
Touche. Touche.
Happens all the time. Okay. Comedians got jokes. Good comedians got jokes.
Good ones got jokes, bro.
It's...
The ones that they told, I didn't think was funny though, to be honest. About Aaron Hernandez, I didn't think that was funny. Y'all described, I didn't think that was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know, maybe I got to hear him, see how he said it.
Hear him tell the joke
for
yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Because, setups, it is important. Maybe I got to hear it, but I didn't think that was funny. Like I said, like the massage thing, to me, that's funny. Yeah, I don't care who told it. That was going to be funny, bro. You know what I'm saying? But all right, you know. I am going to check it out, though. I guess I'll check it out one of these days.
It's on Netflix,
It's on Netflix. We'll got some time with it. Speaking of jokes, though, in Netflix, did y'all see the Cat Williams joint or no?
I haven't watched it yet.
No. Okay, I did see it. And I ain't going to lie to you. I was disappointed.
Really?
I was disappointed. I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on. You just pivoted to Cat Williams?
I mean, we was on Netflix and jokes.
So. I mean, well, we was, I guess.
I mean, that was it for football, right? We got anything else for football? I felt like that was a pretty good segue.
You don't want to talk about basketball? Sweet.
We'll get to it, but that was a good segue. I just went straight to there, and then I'm out. I'm done. I mean, I feel like it just makes sense.
I'm on to what's going on here. I'm on to it.
What?
But go ahead. Talk about the special. I'm done.
What's
you.
Up, bro? Right, NBA, come on.
Go ahead. Because we ain't hear back. I ain't seen it yet.
Me neither.
Sell me sweet on the special.
I mean, well, I just told you I was disappointed. So, I just told you I was disappointed in it. So, it was different. So, it was live, right? So, which Netflix is doing a lot of this live shit as of late, bro. Right. Like they really shaking it up.
It was a live special.
Yeah, I mean,
like that's the roast. The roast.
The roast was live.
I mean, that's usually live type.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about it was live, like how the roast was. Okay. Like, Netflix is doing a lot of stuff. Not like a live show. Yeah. Of course, it's a live show. Right. But I'm saying, like, it was like Netflix is pressing record. Anything goes. They don't know what they're going to say.
Right.
He had some moments in there. He had some funny stuff in there. It was, I ain't gonna lie to you, I feel like it was very, very, like, Cap normally don't do this. I feel like he went super, like, slick political. And he normally don't really go super political. I feel like he went super political. They really didn't make it that funny. He did implement like a new feature to where he was showing like different videos on the screen that he saw, like watching the news and stuff like that. But you know, he did that. So that was something that was new and special that I did kind of appreciate, because like, you know how a lot of people be trying to explain, hey, have y'all seen on the news? And he'll say, well, don't worry, I got it. And then okay. he'll point to the screen and he'll put it on the screen, which was funny. And again, it was funny because, like I said, this shit is live. So, like, Netflix don't know what he pulling up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, some of the stuff you can think of, like, damn, but it's slick flagrant, but it's live, bro. Go for it. So, anyways, yeah, that's off the joke thing. But now, hey, no, back to sports. Let's get to the NBA.
I'm fucking weak, bro.
Let's get back to the NBA.
All right, NBA, let's get it, man. The playoffs. The playoffs been going on, bro.
First round is done.
Sweet been tapped into the playoffs.
Yeah, bro. First round is done. I told y'all this a few. I've said this forever. I wanted to go straight to the Dallas and the LA series. I told y'all that the Clippers are cursed. I told y'all that. I don't care who they put on that team. I don't care who is there. Rough. I don't care who's going to be the coach. The Clippers will not. They would not make a Western Conference Finals. They are a cursed organization, and that's that.
They didn't make it out the first one.
Do what now?
They didn't even make it out.
They haven't made it out the first round, I believe, in the past 2 years or 3 years, probably. But yeah, man, look, the Mavs took care of business.
We like a
Uncle
curse
Drew
here.
Last series. Man.
Yeah.
That man was putting three. On a show. That three. It was tough,
with
bro.
The snatching in the cross.
That's a bad man. Right?
That man had a steal when he went full speed cross behind the back, going one direction and laid it with the left. Full speed, bro. Uncle Drew is out there doing his thing, man. Yeah,
Kyrie's different, bro.
Kyrie is different.
Shut up, Jason.
But
I don't know.
My fault.
You said with the left.
The camera angle. You know what I'm saying?
Does this nigga play basketball?
With the left. But anyway, that series is done.
How did Luka do? I said, how did Luka do?
Luka gave him buckets. I mean, Luka did what he's supposed to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Luka's the franchise player. You know what I mean?
I just asked a question, bro.
Yeah.
I don't watch much basketball to know how good Luka is.
This man is funny, bro. Luka was out there cooking him, fool. Like, Luka was cooking him. Shout out to the Cavs, bro. Shout out to the Cavs. I know Jamal, you know, his boy out there, Darius Garland, he did his thing. Donovan showed up. They'll be matched up with the Celtics. I'm not sure if Porzingis is coming back. We don't know yet. But it ain't looking good for him. I call the Celtics to win this year at the beginning of the season, so I'm going to down that hill.
You're going to double down on it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Facts.
Okay.
I still got the Celtics. So
interesting.
But man, hey, look, this other series look good too down here in the East, bro. The Pacers and the Knicks. Pacers look good though, bro. They're a young team. They fast and they well coached. Rick Carlisle got the boys looking good, bro. They got Obi Toppin out there. They got Miles Turner. You got Halliburton. I mean, they got some boys out there that can ball. So it's gonna be a good series to watch too, man. But it's funny though. Go back to the notes real quick, Faye. I saw this put on ESPN. They show basically all of the 30-year-olds that are left in the playoffs, bro. This is just showing like, yo, like the guard is really shifting. I feel old already, bro. But you got Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, Siakam,
Kyrie Pope,
Kyrie and Drew Holiday. Right. What? What happened? Shit, what the fuck is going on?
It's Gobert. Go bear,
whatever, bro. Go bear, hit the man. Anybody, all right, cool. But anyways, I thought that shit right there was like, damn, bro. Like, it's looking different now. It is looking different now. It is a young man's game, like it always been. But boy,
get to a time, bro.
Teams
be like, all right, well, shit. You know what I'm saying? We can't really. You know what I'm saying?
We can't use you. You too slow.
We need fresher legs.
Young Guns is out there getting to it.
They are. They balling, bro.
They're out there getting to it, man. The young legs.
Man. Shout out to Wemby, Rookie of the Year.
Well, we knew that was going to happen.
We knew that was going to happen.
When we saw that the alien on the court, bro, we knew it.
That was happening.
We knew he was finna get the Rookie of the Year easily.
that man. Because right he been doing
different shit all.
Bang.
Bro, he just euroed the nigga from the 3-point line.
Threw it off the glass.
Damn, dunk that hoe.
Come on, bro.
Yes, bro.
That like he clearly not from this planet.
That was a clip that was going around to show like
he just hit a euro step from past the free throw line.
From mid court, he was damn near half court with a euro step.
Right. I'm like, bro, God, dog.
That was another clip that was going around to show like people like avoiding shooting with them, like.
Like, they're just running a lap real quick.
I'm good. I'm straight.
I mean, bro, I know you didn't play. You didn't play against somebody, bro.
Yeah, that's
in your life or like when you was little, nigga. You like you run up in there. You like, oh shit! If this bitch even leave my hand,
somebody spiking that hole. It's going across the court,
my nigga. Like, yeah, bro.
Anyway, shout out to
different type of player, bro.
He gonna be, like, I ain't lying, it's gonna be a fun young guy to watch. I mean, like, Bob Pierce, all these young cats, bro, they gonna be fun to watch.
Right, when he get his NBA body on him, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
It's gonna be a different type of, oh shit. Hold on now. Because motherfuckers still don't know what to do, bro.
I mean,
what the fuck?
Bro? He's 7'11" and he doing all that. He got a step back three.
Yeah, right.
What you gonna do?
Right. Come on now, bro.
You can't block it because he's too tall. That. Like, what you like?
What? I got to step back.
I'm trying to get your hand up to his eyes. He's 7'11". You can't even reach his face.
7'11". Quit playing.
Anyway, bro. Shout out.
He's listed at. He says he's 7'3". Listed as.
Bullshit. That's a lie. I don't believe that.
That nigga 7'6". Quit
Listen,
playing.
Listen, bro. Y'all remember that picture we saw him standing next to Shaq, bro? He taller than 7'3". I don't believe it.
Shaq 7'1".
Like 7'1". Right. And he towered. He wasn't a little bit taller than Shaq. He towered over Shaq, bro.
Yeah. Nah.
Man.
Yeah, when that's a huge human being, bro.
Come on, bro.
That man had to go down.
Right. He leaned down to dap
him up.
I know exactly how that goes. I leaned down to dap everybody. 7'7", bro. Come on, bro.
Easily 7'7". Quit playing, bro. Look.
Come on, bro.
Look.
Quit Shaq playing. Didn't want to look at me in the eyes, boy. That's crazy.
Quit playing. Like, bro, I know this.
You're not used to niggas being taller than you. Yeah. And be like that. You be like, man, it ain't no animosity, but.
It make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He said, damn, little fella. Nah, hell nah. Wimby, that's a different type dude, bro.
That's how Shaq looked next to me. That Shaq make me look like that. Like,
hell nah. That nigga's shoes could buy alcohol, bro. Quit playing. I know that nigga wear a size 20 something.
21.
I know that nigga wear a size 20 something, bro.
Oh, man. It's
gotta be, bro.
Ain't he coming out with a shoe?
So I saw like a little Nike clip, but I was trying to Google them, but they look fire. The shoes that I saw, they were like black.
I know there was a concept that they came out with, but I...
Nah, not that. Those are the ones I saw. Yeah, oh,
those are fine.
Let me see.
Bigfoot fucker.
Them just fire.
Them bitches do look.
Yeah, that's tough.
Alien? What?
Okay, that's tough.
I fuck with December, though.
That's December, tough.
I remember when they dropped December. That bitch.
That's hard.
Definitely tough.
Yes,
I need to see the shoe spin a little bit. I need to see that bitch move.
Hold on. Do your thing, Wimby.
Yeah, them jumps hard, though.
For basketball shoe, I do like.
Them jumps hard.
Look at that bag. Full of his...
The colorway potential is there.
Fine.
That bag is huge, too, by the way.
Gotta be.
Hell yeah. Because there's no way you get multiple of them hoes in a regular duffel bag.
In a regular duffel bag?
Nah. No, nigga. Uh-huh. You might get 3 shoes in that bitch.
Mm.
Might get.
Mm. 3. Like, a pair and one extra.
You're right.
Not even 3 pairs.
3 single shoes, motherfucker. Hell nah.
Single shoes. Facts.
Hell nah. Them big ass shoes.
Wimby, keep doing your thing, young, and keep balling, bro.
Rookie of the
year. Facts, man. Mm-hmm. In other news, man, the Porters just can't catch a break at all. Third Porter brother.
That's tough.
In legal trouble again. Look like he got arrested. I feel like it was, a DWI? Driving while intoxicated?
This is all in the same year?
The same quarter.
Like,
the same couple of months.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so here's a timeline. Like, 2 weeks ago, Jontay Porter, of course, was banned from the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, his other Porter sentenced 8 years for killing a woman while drunk driving. And then, just a few days ago, his younger brother, Javon, arrested for the DWI.
Lord have mercy.
Just can't get right, boss.
That's tough.
That's tough, bro.
Can't get right.
Shit.
That is tough.
And Michael out there just shooting.
Just shooting.
I'm just out here shooting, bro. Shooting.
That's tough. I mean,
prayers up to him, though, for real. Like, it just happened. I'm pretty sure, like, no moms or dead. Somebody calling them, like, hey, look, you know, don't worry about it, but this was just so you know.
Well, that's one of your teammates. This is what you really got to rely on your teammates. Like, it's playoffs. You know, you locked in, so he's got, that's his support system right now, having his teammates around.
Have a lot of support, bro, a lot of mental fortitude for stuff like this. And, you know, just to be able to, you know what I'm saying, like, deal with the stuff going on in your family, bro. Like, outside
away
of the
from
sports.
Basketball,
like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just a lot to
Have y'all had to deal with something like that with y'all's families? Like, like somebody you had to kind of, you know.
Well, thankfully, like,
step back from.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I guess in this same, you know, since we're talking about this situation, not necessarily to where, like, somebody in my family was having some type of, like, you know, legal troubles or life troubles, you know what I'm saying? Not to this extent, you know what I'm saying? Like, thankfully. Mm-hmm. Because
it's good. I mean, look, I'll be transparent. I won't go into deep detail, but I have, like, had to deal with, you know, family members, you know what I'm saying, in either the system or, you know, in a abuse type of a situation with drugs, whatever the case may be. And, like, it's a difficult place to be in because it's like, damn, like, all right, like, how do you define help? Because, like, you don't want to help to a circumstance where you're, quote unquote, enabling.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then you don't want to see somebody in a situation they potentially can't get out of, i.e., like, you know, going to prison.
Right.
I don't wish it on nobody, like, going to jail. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes, you know, certain situations, you do know that a member of the family probably just needs to sit down somewhere before something worse happens.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it's like family stuff, man, can be tough. It can be tough, man. But like I said, prayers up to him. And, you know, having your teammates not around for their mental stability.
Facts.
It's important as well, man. Yeah.
And, you know, bro, speaking of teams, you know what I'm saying? Something that we've all been, you know, kind of clued in on and wanting to know what's going on. Bro, the team had a lot going on this weekend. And we couldn't get all the updates. We couldn't get out there. We wasn't able to pop out like we was last week for the Memphis Mamba updates.
We wasn't
able to get tapped in.
That was nothing.
We had stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So
Nathaniel.
I ain't got no notes. Maymay ain't got no footage, bro. We couldn't pull up because we want to know. Yeah. For us, not just for us. We need to know. Okay. So are we going to have to just rely on, you know, Private Eye Sweet? But knowing he knowing what happened before, he not going to give us the stats.
Yeah, he going to blow him up.
He going to manipulate.
Oh, no, nah, I never do that.
He going to manipulate the situation.
I never do that.
So, no stats, but look,
one thing about me and Sweet is when it comes to things that have to deal with me, I keep it 100.
Okay, well, like I was going to say.
Me, I never lie on me because they'll just put a curse on me. I don't do that. No, sir. No, it's all facts.
We're going to listen in on the recap this
week.
It ain't
too much to recap, bro. I'll get straight to it. We lost. It was a very heartbreaking loss. It was one of those losses to where it was like, it made a dude real deal just want to be like, you know,
hey,
what the fuck are we doing?
He really is LeBron, bro.
Like, what's going on, bro?
So, you know, we had, you know, I mean, I'm not going to go through all the details.
Record here, 2-3, bro. You don't want to go through the details. We want the details.
You want the details? Okay, all right.
So what happened.
Yeah.
We'll talk about, like, it. So,
how many points did you have?
I still had about 22. I mean, I'm a scorer, bro. Like, that's what I do.
you're a shooter.
I'm a shooter. So, you know what I'm saying? But my 2022, it wasn't enough. So, like, you know, I'm not looking at it. I'm not looking at it. All right, what's up, bro? I got 22, but
white boy Shane show up?
Shane was there.
Y'all ain't have a big.
Shane struggled.
It's a no-go. Sometimes guys struggle. For you, Sweet. He can't. My boy can't do it. I asked him, my big guy, he can't.
I was looking for one. Because they had two trees. I'm playing the, again, this is like another game where I'm playing the four spot.
LeBron.
It's tough, bro. Like, listen.
The Sweet James.
Listen, in this league, and it's just it's facts, bro. Like, in this league, like, you can't play in this league if you don't have a complete team. That's just, like, but that's any competitive league. If you don't got a complete team, it's very, very hard to do. It's just the basic line. There ain't no fluff. That's just real. If you don't have a big man, if they got two dudes that's going to be 6'5", and they 230, and your second biggest dude on the team is me, you have some problems.
So what you're saying is y'all didn't have enough to get it done.
No, I still think we could have. Because you know why? We lost by 2 points. We got down early in the first half again. Dug ourselves in the hole. You know what I'm saying? We was down by, I want to say, around 15. We always do that every single game. Got down
God
early.
Damn.
Second half
late,
came
start
out.
Late.
Second half came out. And no excuse. I know it's Cinco de Mayo as well. One of my players definitely came straight from the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, he showed up. Showed
he
up loaded.
He bought a king. Where the pitch at, king, like this?
Straight from the Mexican restaurant.
Put the shades on.
But
he showed up loaded.
he walked in and smiled. You know, didn't even warm up.
First half, he had to sweat it out. You know what I'm saying?
He was already ready to go.
Ain't no way.
I ain't gonna lie to you. This is what made it hard though, because. I'm a battle, bro. I don't look at the clock. I don't look at, oh, we down 15, it's over with. That's not how I think. Like, if there's time on the clock left, as long as we buckle down, do what we got to do, we got a chance.
Yeah. My coach.
So,
my coach.
We came all the way back, tied the game up, actually. Okay. They was going back and forth with us. So I knew whoever had the last possession at this point was going to win the game.
Okay, it was one of them.
We got down by two. My guy Jalen went to the line with like 20-something seconds left on the clock. We had two fouls to give. Actually, I lied. We're down by three at this point. And he missed the first free throw. I said, okay, now we got to think about some stuff.
Right.
I said, yo, just make the second free throw. I knew we had two fouls to give. Just make the second free throw.
Talk to him in between free throws?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute, bro. Wait, timeout.
He's still in my league.
Nigga, you can't do that.
Make the free
Where time. Have you ever seen a motherfucker? Bro, that's like, where did they do that at?
It was a quick conversation.
That nigga said
it wasn't even that. It was just,
Go to the mound,
it wasn't that.
Bro.
You know, I mean, it's just smart. I just stood in the lane. Like, I just stood in the lane.
You just stepped in the way.
I just stepped in, like, after he missed the first one, you know how you just grabbed the rebound.
You grabbed the rebound?
Commissioner,
bro.
I just grabbed the ball. I handed it to the ref. And while I'm doing all that, I'm having a couple of, bro, make this free throw. He made the next one, so now we down two.
He stopped. This nigga out here directing games.
Long story, less long. They went down. We fouled, and we used both of our fouls. 10 seconds on the clock. Now they on the line. Okay. And I knew the guy that we fouled, he not like that. By the way, this game, I didn't miss a free throw.
Okay. That's what we like to hear.
Okay, how many free throws you had?
And one. I went to the line three times. So I had two. So five. Five out of five.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
So down 10.
Turnover?
I probably had one or two turnovers.
That's fine.
Just,
I don't
like it.
As much as he touched the ball, that happened.
Yeah, you're right. I still don't like it.
Yeah, that's fair. So I knew this guy wasn't built like this. It's one and one.
Yeah.
And it was the one big that I had in me. So we just like, they got two trees. All right. Yeah. So I'm having to box out when they biggest dude. I knew this guy was going to miss it. I said, he going to miss this free throw.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I, 9 times out of 10, I said, the ball coming my way. I just had this feeling. He missed it.
So now you controlling the ball.
got my power.
That's crazy.
You know how it works, King. You know how when you just feel.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
bro. When you in the game, you're like, I know what this man about to do. Because like, listen, he been shooting every time he shoot it.
That's a person.
The ball been going this way. This
that's
how
a human
been going.
Being. You talking about the ball? But the way that
he's been shooting, I know that he shoots left. That's how it is.
He knew that bit was coming to me.
It was coming my way.
All right, go ahead.
Also, 10 seconds. I ain't got no more timeouts either. He missed the first one. It's 1-on-1. I got the ball now.
Yeah.
We down two. I grabbed the rebound. My guy Shane went out. I said, okay, great. Led it to him. Boom. He crossed half. And I'm on the baseline. I said, I just gotta trail him. Get down there, big dog. He got all the way down to the paint. He ain't had nothing. So he swung it. Swung it to my guy Jalen in the corner. He ain't have nothing. Double team, triple.
I came through right down the trail spot. I didn't know how much time was on the clock, but I knew it was less than five. He tossed it to me while I crossed half, and that was my moment to put that bitch up.
And you missed it.
And I missed that bitch.
Bruh, you had the same moment.
It hurt. Like I said, this is one of them games to where it's like, all right, hey, I ain't got no excuses, really bro. I ain't got no excuses. Really, like that, really, it was LeBron. A game that was winnable because I was right there and I hit like I had four threes that game and the one that mattered.
He said,
like I said, 22 points don't mean shit to me. The one that I needed.
He said, you needed 25.
I needed 25.
He said, next time he was in that moment, 25. He was gonna hit the shot.
I needed 25. So.
Damn, sweet.
That one hurt. It hurt, man. It hurt. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing nobody was there to see
like
that.
Like I said. Honestly, I feel like if somebody was there,
you probably would have made it.
Hey, bro,
probably would have made it.
You better call Lil' King. You better
real talk.
That's probably what I need to do. Probably get Lil' King.
Get Lil' King. Get Lil' King. $25. $50. Come on now.
Pick and roll all day. Pick and roll.
Give him some gas money and some food.
But look, man, listen. Playoffs is in two weeks.
Playoffs in two weeks. Nigga, y'all below 500.
Everybody make playoffs, bro.
Oh, everybody go?
Everybody make playoffs. But y'all, this participation ass league, bro.
It's Rick Lee. Ain't that many teams?
LeBron goes to the finals every year, bro. Right? Ain't that how it is?
We're going to playoffs.
I guess so, man.
And like I said, we got two games left before playoffs. So, you know. We got two games left. It's tough out there, though,
y'all better get it together, bro.
I know. Yeah. I know, man. This shit's getting bad.
Well, that's all we got on the Raw Room extracurricular sports out here.
Now, I got one more thing, actually, for extracurricular sports. TSU actually made an announcement that they're bringing back their baseball team. I'm not sure if you saw that, King, or not.
Are they bringing it back?
They're bringing it back.
Baseball team.
They haven't had a baseball team apparently since 1993.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Damn, since I was born?
It's been a while.
My entire life?
And they announced that they'll be bringing it back, bro. Bringing back their baseball team, bro. I thought that was huge. I thought it was some big stuff.
That's live.
Yeah, it's lit.
Shout out.
Historically, they've had a few really, really great baseball teams.
Mm-hmm. But I thought that was huge, though. Yeah, I was like, you know.
Dope. That is dope.
Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? So that is some history that's being made.
Baseball. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Another thing in sports, I did watch the Brittany Griner interview. They called it Prisoner in Russia called the interview. I did watch that interview.
Uh-huh.
It was great. I'm not going to lie to you. It was an amazing interview. If y'all have not seen it, it's on Hulu right now. And I learned a lot. I want to learn more. She actually announced that she's dropping a book. They'll be kind of talking about her situation.
Yeah.
While she was there, you know what I'm saying?
She went into some detail, but not.
She went to some detail. I mean, like there was like a few pictures and stuff like that, and like the details that she went through, bro. It's like, bro, God, bro.
Well, I mean,
jail in Russia.
Well, I was about to say jail. Period, my nigga.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
I've seen American jail
but
shows.
But jail in
Russia.
Well, jail shows is.
No. I'm talking about, I've seen the documentaries on American penitentiaries.
Yeah.
In Russia, they don't have plumbing. Like it's literally a hole.
Yeah.
They don't care about changing sheets and stuff. And these are women, you know what I'm saying? Like she went to actual detail about it, bro. But her coming out of the situation and like, you know, I mean, it didn't break her, bro. Like it really just showed her strength. Just her faith. A shout out to her wife that, like, you know, real deal, like, you know, helped her through her team.
Yeah.
But I mean, she told an amazing story, man.
Bro,
she
I know really that bed wasn't long enough for her, bro. Cause
she mentioned that. She mentioned
she
that.
She might, yeah.
Like, it was kind of light moment during the interview. She was like, "Yeah, nothing fit me."
Yeah. Nah, I mean, hell no.
She said nothing fit me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's sick. What, like 6'9"?
She's 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah, 6'8", 6'9". Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, it was an amazing interview, though, bro. Like, you really learned a lot. And I mean, even like, you know, just going back to her childhood days. Like, you know, when she kind of gave her like a little quick little biopic. It's like a 40-minute interview. But she got a book dropping though, and like the book is gonna give a lot more details. And she kind of read a couple of the inserts from the book.
Okay.
It's gonna be fly.
Welcome home, BG.
Yeah, yeah. Coming Home is what the book is called.
Yeah.
Coming Home.
All right.
So, but anyways, I want to bring those two things up. Those are the two things that I had on my list.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Check them out.
Yeah.
All right, now,
What we got, man?
Y'all know what time it is, bro.
Hey.
Y'all know what time it is.
Big back.
Classic.
Nah, that should have went triple.
That shit going platinum, bro. Quit playing. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Now to pop this off, I thought this was funny, bro. Bro getting out the gate, but this is a big back, bro.
Uh-oh.
And he'll definitely beat you in the race. He'll definitely beat you in the race.
Let me see. Play it.
15-second half gasser.
Ooh, 15-second? That's moving.
He cooking. You.
That's moving.
He cooking. You see the size of this nigga back?
Yeah.
The way he got across that yard?
Oh, he's scooting.
Yeah, he's scooting.
That's D-tackle. He played D-tackle. I know that run. That's a D-tackle scoot.
He cooking you. Your hip ain't doing it. Your hip ain't running it.
I ain't running those 16. Yeah, I ain't running those 16-half gasser right now.
That's how you move some weight scoot. Right there.
Yeah, that's a big D-tackle. Look at him. Yeah. That right there, that's how you know what position he plays. That's D tackle.
Facts. Facts. Look, this is what you need to do. You know what I'm saying? Go out and sweat, walk, jog, run. I don't care, bro. If you want the big back the right way, you got to sweat a little bit.
Got to sweat, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Move your body. You know what I'm saying? All right, now let's get to these submissions.
I don't know which one is yours, bro.
Damn, nigga, how many burritos you got?
Well, I got Main one and one. You know I got my two. Come on now, don't play.
I was about to say, damn, nigga, it looks like...
Main picky, bro. Though, so he is.
I know. I'm going to make sure Main get the right one. All
right, so look, this is the first submission for this week. Check out this plate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what's all on this, boy. It looked like a lobster tail, some lamb chops, some jumbo shrimp. It looked like rice under there or macaroni.
Yeah, what is that? That's what I was looking at too.
Boy, that's a whole platter for you.
It's meat.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole platter.
That's a gold plate of the barbecue for me.
Yeah, nah, dog. Cookout. That's a plate right there. A big back plate for sure.
I got to see what that is on the side. Like some type of rice.
It's like a rice.
Is it rice?
There we go. Get close for it. There we go. There we go.
Yeah, it's like some type of rice. It looks like a mac and cheese down there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's done, right?
That's definitely. I don't know. Wait, is that mac and cheese or is that mashed potato?
I just
got sent the submission. I don't even have a description of what's all on this damn plate.
He just wanted to see the plate.
Bruh.
It looks good.
It's good. Hell yeah. 10 out of 10 plate, boy.
I mean, from what I can see, I'm eating.
Oh boy, smashing!
Yeah,
that's a whole lobster tail with lamb chops,
right?
And when jumbo shrimp.
We can't tell what this.
We can't even see what's underneath.
Yeah,
but it's gonna get eaten though.
It's definitely layered.
You can tell.
Yeah, layered. There's a base. There's a base to it.
Layered. That to go box too. That's that thick joint too. You can tell by the actual
right because it got ridges in it. All that and that been full. Like
that's the good to go box.
It's
right
the thick
there.
One.
That's a thick joint.
That's a good big back plate right there, bro.
Black bag.
Okay. 10 out of 10 for sure. Okay. For sure. Mm-hmm. All right, now Main Man got a submission.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. You just got off probation.
Just got off probation, and he coming back. What we got? A burger with fried chicken buns.
Okay.
The prep, the onions, good. The special sauce.
And
it's a double burger.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Now, that look good as hell. That do look good.
That looks good.
I ain't going to lie to you.
Hey, man. Yeah.
You hear what Sweet just said? What I said?
Well,
he trying to get his big back. You know what I'm saying? He trying to get bounty points. I said that look good. He said, yeah, that look good.
That's it. Yeah.
He trying to cut his suspension short.
Right. He trying to get some bounty points.
I said it first though. I definitely said it first.
Play this shit.
We'll play it back.
That dude look good.
That looks good.
Yeah, no, this look good right here.
It does look great.
I think I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to go like eight out of ten, bro. 9 out of 10, bro.
Strong 9 out of 10,
this,
my man.
This coming in on that 9 with the double burger, bro, and the
onions. May, I'm gonna tell you why I gave it a 9, man. The fact that it's a double burger, it's not a single. The double burger makes it a 9.
Anaheim, California. Yo, that's, yo, we didn't gotta pull up.
Nah, that's a nice burger right there.
Yo, yo, burgers.
All right, next. All right, this is another Man submission.
Another one?
Yeah. Man, look, Man been putting in work. Pure back PB&J. This is what Man put his.
Sara Lee.
Hold on. Okay.
I think he's saying don't do it that way, right?
Oh, wait a minute.
French toast it.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
French toast PB&J? Oh, okay. Oh, he's not done. Oh. Oh. Oh,
shit.
And then he making some, what is that? Did he make some cereal? And now he.
Was that cranberry sauce? Or was it like just jam?
This nigga. Oh, he made like bread pudding with. Is that bread pudding?
Wait, I'm confused. No, yeah. There's so much happening. Wait,
is that ice cream? He said you got to turn the sound on at the end.
It does like a bread pudding, though. That's how you make a bread pudding.
Bread pudding with ice cream on top of it?
Now, that man moving so fast.
Right. It happens.
I couldn't even see what the hell was going on.
Oh, man.
Face it, man, what the hell is this shit?
So we got a PB&J.
We just
French toasted.
It does say bread pudding as the hashtag. So I think it is a bread pudding.
He made it peanut butter jelly. Then he French toasted. Then he bread pudding the French toast PB&J. Mm-hmm. And then he made some homemade ice cream.
That's what he did. Okay, yeah, that's homemade ice cream. What he made.
And topped it off.
Okay.
That's a lot of fucking work.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of
it looks good though.
It do, but it's a lot of like your mind gotta do backflips to comprehend what the fuck just happened in this video.
That's too much.
6 out of 10.
The process is
it made my brain hurt.
Yeah, like
it made my brain hurt.
We just lost calories making it. Like we like our back got smaller while we was making it.
Niggas was thinking too much. It wasn't pure.
My back got smaller when I was making it.
I was burning calories.
I'm fucking weak.
It took too long.
He was thinking too much.
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10. But
I went six. I went six. The flavors might be. Yeah. All right.
I'm sure it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure the product was good.
It was too much. All right. Late submission here. Pretzel? Is that a pretzel? Let's see what we got here. This damn TV.
I know.
That shit lagging. Okay, there you go.
Wait.
He said, wait. Start it over.
Wait. Is that what I think it is?
Chicken?
He smacked his meat again. It's the same dude. So we got chicken pretzels now?
Chicken pretzels.
Yeah, the dude would be smacking his meat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What he had last time?
The donut. Chicken donut.
Yeah.
Cornflakes again. Pretzel. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
Chicken pretzel is crazy. But that shit sound good as hell.
It look fire.
I'm here for it.
Like, bro, why don't they have this at amusement parks and shit? Yeah. Come on, bro. The fair, like the state fair.
Don't give me that big ass doughy ass pretzel. Give me some chicken.
Give me a chicken pretzel.
And you're right. That should definitely be like the fair or something.
Come on, bro.
That just makes sense.
They need
to. You know what's missing? You know what they need to do? Wrap that bitch in some bacon.
Without the bacon, 8 out of 10. With the bacon,
12.
12 out of 10.
Wrap that shit in bacon.
All right.
Oh, don't forget the bacon.
Hell yeah. That was a pretty good one, man. My man got a few submissions in there.
Yeah. That baconator last week was.
No, that was gas.
That was nuts, bro.
We need to have somebody make that.
About that shit.
That's in the Hall of Fame.
For sure. Big Bang Hall of Fame.
That shit was wild.
All right. Now on to the Academy, baby. Let's get to these tapes. But before we get to these tapes, quick little message from our O-line coach here at Roman Academy.
Uh-oh, is it that time again?
King Dunlap. You have the floor.
Email. Email rawroomacademy@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Details matter. Mm-hmm. Being coachable matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Matters. We will never know how good you are if we can't coach you. If you don't send it to the email, we can't coach you.
Can't help you.
We ain't got nothing for you. Uh-huh. Listen up. Email.
Right. Okay.
No, DMs.
No DMs.
No ats.
Yeah. No ats.
Email.
Check out my tape. Nah, bro. Send it to email. Mm. All right. Anyway, so, whoa, what is this? What are we doing? We're picking a winner from the last four.
Yes. For last month.
From, you know, April, from this past month. Okay, baby. New month. All right.
The winners of last four?
All right. Ooh. All right.
Ooh, yeah. This is going to okay. be a good
tough.
One.
All right. Oh, so we doing this quick, and then we watching more tapes.
Yes, sir.
Bet. All right. Lee so,
Norman.
Just a quick 5 seconds. Let me see. One play.
Yeah, I got to remind us.
Yeah, just one play for a refresher.
Lee Norman Lester.
I remember Lee.
Yeah.
I remember Lee.
Show it again. Click it.
Pop it off. Hey. Uh-oh. Slide.
Out of there.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Look up. That's how the pass was supposed
Lee
to
Norman.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Lee Norman. Remember yeah. him? Yeah. I remember him. Okay, next. So we got up. Lee had a nice take. Deshaun Warner.
This is Mr. Kansas?
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some heat. We got some heat. Hold on.
Yeah.
We got some heat here.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. This motherfucker right here.
This is, that right there. That's a special play, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how special of a play that really that's a special play.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We got Presley. Okay. Speed kills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That boy fast.
Fast as hell.
Yeah, he was getting up out of there.
Yeah.
Just get to him.
And just go.
Nah,
watch me work. I'm out of here.
He getting the ball from the quarterback handoff.
Put
time.
My foot in the ground, north and south, we'll holler at you. Come get me.
Okay.
Come get me.
All right, now, and then last week's winner.
Yeah, big
Max Redmond.
Playmate, another ball hawk playmaker.
Facts.
Yeah, but it's a tough. Ooh, wee,
this is tough, yo. I'm going to let y'all cook.
Hey, man. Appreciate all four of y'all boys for sending in your highlights.
Absolutely,
doing it the
man.
Right
Shout
way
out to
through
you, bro.
The email.
Yes.
This is what happens. When you do it the right way, you're a great player. You show that you're coachable. This is what you get right here between these four.
Facts.
Now we got to make a decision. Damn.
Big decision time. Oh, this tough, man.
This playmakers tough. All over the place.
Really, really,
hey,
bro.
Because we got scholarship. We got scholarships for all four of y'all. My voice is gone. All four of y'all got scholarship waiting at the academy.
Right.
We got y'all. And NIL deals.
Yeah. It's whoo wee. This tough because, man, I don't know, bro.
So we got two on offense.
I think it's
Greg Presley paid both ways.
Both
sides of the ball.
I think for me, it's.
I got my top two.
Yeah, I think my top two is the top two. The first two that we watched today, Lee and Deshaun,
yeah.
bro. And it.
You got a special quarterback,
right? And the crazy part is he is the youngest one on the list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the part for me, which is like, man.
But then you got a special edge guy, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah. I mean, he'll be a freshman this year,
man,
right?
Let me ask you this. Can Lee Norman does what he does if Deshaun is Ooh. Always...
In your face.
That is tough.
That's your question.
That's tough.
Right. What do you...
Hey,
you
man.
I mean, who are you picking? Like, what's... Like,
fuck. Look, bro. I know who I'm rocking with because I like it's just for me seeing it from a certain position, bro, and having like that much left, you know what I'm saying? Like that much
time left.
That much time left?
Bro,
yeah, nah. I got to go with Lee, bro. I got to go with three name. Lee Norman Lester. That's some great
football
that's
name.
That's my pick, bro. Great football name. LNL, bro. With the winner from this past month for our competition, bro. Shout out to all the past winners.
I can't.
All the entries, bro. It's tough. Like I didn't look. That's,
I'm gonna go to Sean just so King can pick.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, sweet.
That makes sense though, cause I didn't want to end up on me. So
come on now. You the coach. Come on now.
I know. What do we need? Do we
he
need
said, what do we need?
Do we need an edge?
We do got a quarterback already.
Can't have enough. I want to I'm going quarterbacks off the board first.
Okay.
I gotta build my team around.
Okay. But if we already got one and then we got a special edge guy like Deshaun, I mean it's he not just getting to the quarterback, but he getting to the he touching paint. He touching paint too.
He touching paint, he is.
Well, my fellow big back's gonna be mad at me. I'm going with Deshaun, bro.
Ah,
there we go.
Okay,
there we go.
I'm going with Deshaun, bro.
All right.
Like, no, you know, obviously, Lee, you know, L and L,
absolutely, like, L and L, bro.
But and he got a, you know, he's younger, but I pray he just Deshaun as an offensive tackle.
Yeah, it's scary,
man.
Because like, damn, I could block this nigga, but he still might catch a fucking touchdown.
Exactly.
he's not just getting sacks
and making tackles. Like he's putting up points.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, he getting
like that's yeah. Like he's
affecting the game in a lot of different ways,
yeah.
Bro.
Like, yeah, like he.
Yeah.
Again,
at the point of contact too.
Like, yeah, bro. But he's making some very special plays. I mean, they both are making special plays, but I'm.
Yeah. Well, look, man. Shout out to Deshaun.
Shout out to him, man.
For the winner.
We'll be watching this year too, man. You said Kansas.
Of course.
Absolutely, bro.
We locked in.
Rooming now.
Of course.
Rooming out, baby.
Of course.
The academy scouting yourself. Hey,
Keep putting in work.
Absolutely. All you young boys, former entries, man. Y'all definitely keep working.
Man, that's I hate having to pick because
right.
It's all is
right. Hey, but look, this is a contest, bro, and this is how we doing
that's
it over
it
here,
is,
bro.
Name of the game, man.
Yep. And again, that email is rawroomacademy@gmail.com. Now on to this week's entries. We got some more tapes to watch, man. Let's get to it. First entry, Jaden Lewis Chandler, running back receiver.
Another three names.
5'4", 150, class of 25,
four.
Fairfield High School in Fairfield, California. Junior highlights. All right, let's see. King, just wait till you see the tape.
I mean, I'm waiting. I'm watching.
It's a nice little logo.
You stupid.
What it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
My goodness.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Slide.
Okay, little
oh
Mighty Mike.
Slide.
Little Mighty Mike. Hey, he's out of there. Hey.
He didn't get... Oh, my goodness. He's
sprung.
Now you see me, now you don't. You thought you had me.
Middle screen, jailbreak
screen.
That man said,
watch this.
Out of here.
Slide.
Hey.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, hold on, bro.
That damn kick return, that man stopped and cut like six times.
Foot in the ground.
Yeah, watch this.
Speed.
Bend the corner. Bend the corner.
Okay.
Bro, that boy fast.
There is no way.
Bend the corner.
That
oh
boy
my
fast.
God.
We
he
out
there.
Here.
Did he score? He scored.
We
he
out
got
there.
In there. Oh, yeah, that boy fast.
We out of there.
Oh, wow.
That boy fast.
Hey, y'all better quit playing with Buck 50, boy.
Look, feet.
Yum.
Bend the corner again.
Cutback is crazy.
Bend the corner again, bro.
Yeah,
and he,
fast.
Bro.
Hey.
He fast. Okay.
All right.
Next up.
Hey. Love
okay.
Jaden Lewis Chandler. It's not about them three
names. Class
of
25. Them three names. Watch out now. That's a football name.
Hey.
Head ass.
Love it.
All right. Okay. Little Mighty Mike. All right. Next up, we got Lavelle Vereen. That's a. Okay. All right.
football names, baby.
We love a good football name. Lavelle Vereen. Middle linebacker, outside linebacker, 6 foot, 212, class of 24.
GPA.
Trinity Christian Academy in Jacksonville, Florida. 4.12 GPA. Okay now.
No right D1 now. Offers.
That's a good, I mean, hey, bro. Above a 4.0, that you doing some extracurriculars, right?
You putting
there.
In work
Shout
in,
out.
In the classroom.
That's is a thing in itself. No D1 offers, committed to Dodge City Community College, Kansas. All right, let's see it. Let's see the tape. Lavelle. Okay. Yeah, pick some.
Did he get it?
Yeah, he picked some. Okay. Slide. Yeah. Stiff arm. Stiff arm. Okay. He
I'm
got
there.
Blocked. Yeah. Touch
I'm
paint.
There.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you pick off a screen right there. Go ahead. Okay, check him out.
Wait for it.
Ooh. Downhill.
Ooh. Bam.
Okay. Okay. No. Okay.
Hey, hey. Hold on, running back, running back. Okay. Please, 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 okay. Please. That shit. That's yeah, the boy.
Coming downhill.
No,
hey.
I need it from the top, bro. Because hey. he just straight.
It's bum. Boom.
Boy,
yes, sir. Then you're going to be like, ooh.
Yeah. Violent. Okay. Downhill yeah. And violent. Huh. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. The step over.
Step over. Okay. Boom. Boom. Okay. Nice little tackle.
All right, no.
He ain't lose no ground.
Okay, nah, out of space.
Yeah.
Downhill.
Yum. Boom. Nice. Yeah, Lavelle. Lavelle coming downhill.
Missile.
Shit.
He's a missile.
Don't hurt him.
Go get him.
Ooh, oh,
give
get the ball out.
There
we go.
The
there we go. Okay. We like to see it. Okay.
Give me the ball.
Lavelle, that's some good action right there. Some good action right there. Dante, Medley. I hope I'm saying the first name right. But that looked like...
Dante, sorry. That looked like...
That looked like yeah. But Dante, middle linebacker, 6'2", 240, class of 24. Class 24 in the building. Okay. Yeah, Highland High School in Palmdale, California. Hey. Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Did you see? He came off his feet. Wait. Okay. Wait, he punting? Oh, slide. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
He didn't have punter in the bio. Oh. Ooh.
What? Okay, that was exciting. He goes to the crib. Oh. You going to the crib off the hurdle. Oh,
wow. He didn't put punter. He didn't have punter in his bio.
My nigga, what?
He did not have punter in his bio. Boom. Good tackle. Fumble. Oh, ball.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is a, like, bro.
Yeah, we love this.
We love this. Get off the block. Make the play. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Boy got some hit power.
Right there in the middle. He came down.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Hit.
Is that his helmet?
His helmet.
Was that a helmet?
Jesus.
Okay, I like to
shit,
see
these
that.
These young boys is
they hitting
off hey, the chain.
Hey. Hey, we got us. We getting us some football players now.
All right.
We it's a love physical IQ. Hey.
All
say.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, love we like that.
We got some football going on.
All right, Dante.
But that was 6'2", 240 with a hurdle, too, now.
Right.
Shit. And he cleared that nigga.
Hey, he cleared easy. Him, bro.
Wow.
Easy.
Damn. All right.
Okay.
Tyrus Taylor. Damn.
Another football name. Another football name.
Tyrod, son? No? Okay. Quarterback hey, DB.
Tyrod holding up.
5'11", 155.
I mean, TTs. A lot of TTs,
though. Class of 24, Linwood High School in Linwood, California. A lot of California.
Yeah, they ain't a building tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
Check him out.
Free safety and quarterback. Bootleg. Doop, 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 doop. Skate on.
Up out of there.
Okay. Damn.
Ooh.
Damn. Took a hit.
He took a hit, though. He did take a hit.
All right.
Keep it. Get him out
edge.
Of there.
Okay. Inside. Good cut. Slide.
Follow your block.
Oh, stop.
We got touch paint. Feet. We got touch paint. A little defense?
Hey, pick some.
Okay.
Okay. QB. Slide.
Go score.
Let me see some QB.
Go score.
There you go.
Go score.
There Let's go.
Go. Oh, did he get it in?
He
didn't get there.
Man.
Was he short?
I think he was short.
Like on the 2-yard line. Hey.
He got on.
Boom. Great placement.
Ooh, good placement.
Great placement.
Oh, good ball right there. Okay, quarterback with the hit.
No.
Okay.
He still caught it.
I mean,
he still caught it.
He 150, King. Shit. trying to show him some 150, King.
He 150, bro.
You're right. You're right. He 155. You're right.
The biggest DB I got. I ain't fucked.
Man, this is a tough one, bro.
Man, nah, this was another tough week. Damn, bro.
I got two that I'm looking at. I'm looking at Jaden Lewis Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at Dante just for the athleticism. Those are two I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, 6'2", 240. But shit.
Oh, man.
Lavelle hitting, though. He getting downhill.
He's a missile.
He is.
he getting downhill. He don't really care about too
he
much.
He is. Hey, LaVell might get got on the play action, but he going to hit the fuck out somebody.
That damn fullback. Somebody going to pay for it.
Going to be bent the fuck up.
Somebody going to pay for it.
Oh, wait. Nah, yeah, this is the tapes.
Yeah,
I love this.
Some good tapes this week.
We love
it. For sure.
As coaches, you love having this conversation.
This type of, you know what I'm saying, film session? Oh, yeah.
JLC fast.
Facts.
He's fast.
He got up out of there, too. I just worry about him getting hit.
Bro, I didn't see him get tackled on that bitch.
He wasn't getting touched. Yeah, you can't always
just bounce it like that every time.
No, but bro, the first kickoff though, that man said.
Oh yeah, he got up in there.
He said,
You can't just bounce. You can't just bounce everything.
Hey man, tell that to Darren Sproles, man. Tell that to baby Darren Sproles, okay? It's in his heart. Okay.
It's cool in high school.
you get shit.
He's getting up out of there too. Like he's getting up out of there.
Yeah.
Nah, this damn, bro. It's tough.
Dante's smart though. Medley.
Yeah, bro.
He's smart.
Yeah.
That hurdle did it for me.
That fake punt. That fake punt and that hurdle was pretty.
Oh, he punting? He running?
He
hit the Super Mario hurdle too.
I think that's the one for this week, man. Shout out to Dante.
Yes,
shout out to him, man.
Dante Medley.
That's a good one.
You're a scholarship awaits at the Raw Room Academy.
Hell yeah. All right, baby. That's it for the submissions for this week over here at the Academy, man. We appreciate all the entries. All the past winners, this week's winner, of course, man, and all the guys we got coming up. Y'all, don't worry. We got a lot of tapes going. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot coming up. So y'all just keep tapping in with us. Make sure y'all following the rules. RawRoomAcademy@gmail.com.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? And we got this bonus episode coming out this week. So y'all stay tuned for that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a nice little highlight special. You know what I'm saying? With a nice cash prize for the winner of this episode. So, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot coming up with these highlight tapes. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned in, man. Now moving on. Hold on. Let's check these questions, man. Cause I think we might have to go ahead and get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Just because we got a lot of work, you know what I'm saying, we gotta do. We gonna say these for next week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got some more work to do. But we appreciate y'all tapping in, bro. Y'all make sure y'all in the comments showing some love. Make sure y'all subscribe. Go on, like that up, hit the bell, man. So you know when we dropping, got these clips coming up. You know what I'm saying? The special episode coming up, y'all will know. Y'all make sure y'all go and check the socials. Tap in with us on the site. Get your merch.
Get your merch.
You know what I'm saying? And we'll be back, baby. And the Discord is coming soon.
Coming soon.
So if y'all know anything, holler at us. Help us out. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all, roomies. And we'll be back next week. We out of here. Peace.
If you have something to say, need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording the session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at the Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11, Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at raw_room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. Yeah. We'll tune in for you next week. Easy.
What you said? Drinking?
Yeah. Niggas
got to go to work.
You used to do that. We did. Yeah, but they were like, and we would record on a weekend during the pandemic. When shit popped off, really.
That was
the longest time. I hear the kicking. All right.
We come here to kick on the weekend.
Right.
Sunday, Funday.
It wasn't nothing else to do.
Yeah, man. We ain't. Nah. I mean, we might have sip a little something, but not how we was doing it back in the day. No.
We had a little
look, we didn't have to level up on y'all, bro. Hell no. Nah, we can't do shit like that no more, man. We used to be gone in this hoe. Like, just, bro. It was a rough time.
She was
so bad.
She was fun, though.
She was fun, though.
All right.
But she was so bad, bro, that we used to not even be recording sometimes.
Oh, right? My God, bro.
We used to do some silly shit. Faded whole pods. Camera's not rolling. Nothing. Soundboard not going.
We just scut it.
It's just talking. Best pod ever.
Look, phone be on that bitch. We talking to the phone the whole time.
Bitch ain't even recording.
Get to the end of all that. That whole dead.
Dead.
That whole dead.
That's why we can't drink no more.
Life was rough,
bro. We can't drink no more.
Because we'll, you know how we vibe, bro, before we get started, bro.
Kick it.
Man. But no, yeah, we used to kick it. Like, we used to set up, then we used to kick it. And then get back to it. Nah, yeah, bro.
Just sit down.
Forget to double check shit, bro. Woo-wee. It was a time, bro.
We ain't did it in a while.
It was a time, bro. Nah, yeah, for real. Because, you know, growing pains, man. We all got to have it, man. We all got to have it, bro.
It's part of growing up.
Mm-hmm. Part of growing up, bro.